Upfront season continues to bring on the presentations and announcements that are shaping the ways in which the content platforms and advertisers are working together. I'm Michael Gewurzman, Global VP of Programming at Advertising Week, and this is Upfront Conversations, your backstage pass for exclusive access to the executives and decision makers who are making waves in the industry. And today is no different. I'm thrilled to be joined by Anne-Marie Nelson-Bogle, the VP of YouTube Ads Marketing at Google, where she's leading a YouTube ads team that works to elevate advertiser and industry perceptions and empower customers. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Excited to be here with you as we are into Upfronts Week.
Right in the week. So we're thrilled to have you. I appreciate the time. Can you just start by telling us a little bit about your role at YouTube and how it's intersecting with the evolving dynamics of digital advertising?
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, I'm the Vice President of YouTube Ads Marketing at Google, and I lead our YouTube Ads team that empowers brands to deliver meaningful results for their businesses on our platform. And it's such an exciting time to be part of this team and be in this role where YouTube is really at the forefront of the consumer shift to connected TV or CTV and a one-stop shop destination for viewers no matter how they want to engage. And what's amazing is that we are seeing strong momentum in CTV. Viewers are now watching 1 billion hours of YouTube content on their TVs every day. Shorts viewing in the living room has also shown strong momentum, and marketers are really seizing the opportunity for shorts ads on CTVs. And what's great is that viewers aren't just watching a few clips on YouTube, they're choosing to spend more time with us. So we really think we're very well positioned to help advertisers reach today's viewers as these underlying consumer behaviors continue to shift.
They are watching more time with you. Actually, according to Nielsen, YouTube has spent more than 12 consecutive months as the number one streaming platform by watch time in the US. So we're definitely in this new era also where viewer attention is fragmented across so many different platforms and formats. So what, in your opinion, are driving these shifts in viewer behaviors?
I mean, what's interesting is that we're seeing people come to YouTube for everything from shorts to the living room. Shorts, for example, has amassed 70 billion daily views globally. Last year, views of shorts on connected TVs more than doubled. And as you mentioned, YouTube has spent more than 12 consecutive months as the number one watch streaming platform on TVs in the US. And there's a few reasons why. Creators, they're really redefining TV. In fact, in the last 3 years, the number of top creators that have received the majority of their watch time on the big screen has increased by more than 400%. We also know that fans make cultural moments bigger. For example, take Coachella. Since the festival first launched on YouTube, we've had more than 1 billion views of official Coachella videos. So viewers are making shorts to celebrate the highlights, the fashion, hosting watch parties at home with their friends. And I think what's even more exciting and what we're seeing is that viewers can really become 24/7 fans on YouTube. As one example, for Chiefs fans, they're not only streaming NFL on Sundays live via YouTube TV, but they're also watching Secret Base's deep dives into statistics or listening to New Heights podcast with Jason and Travis Kelce. So it's not just Chiefs fans. In fact, 70% of people say that YouTube has top sports content, beating out other platforms.
There's a lot that I want to touch upon that you spoke about. We'll get to it all, but I want to talk about what this engagement means for advertisers. So can you just tell us about how brands and agencies can take advantage of what, let's just call it the YouTube opportunity?
Great. Yeah. I mean, it's, not only do we have all this exciting momentum and content on our platform, but we're also creating ad solutions for brands and agencies to connect with highly engaged viewers across every screen and every stage of the customer journey in order to deliver meaningful results. So first, starting with the biggest screen in the house, the TV, we're focused on modernizing the YouTube viewing experience, and with that, creating a better customer and ads experience in the living room. We're making sure that viewers have fewer interruptions and more ways to interact with ads. And that's really because we are seeing that viewers are watching YouTube more and more on the TV screens, as I mentioned earlier. And two things I want to highlight in particular. First, YouTube Select. So YouTube Select today represents our top 1% of content where you can find many of our popular creators. And we're continuing to expand our offering for how brands can tap into the deep connections between creators and their fans. So we're happy to announce at this year's Upfronts that YouTube select creator takeovers now give brands the opportunity to make the most of creator fan connections. So brands will be able to collaborate with top creators like Kanigra, Dion, or Zach King to own 100% share of voice on their channels. We know that fans don't want to miss out on a moment, and we don't want advertisers to miss a moment with them. Lastly, and secondly, I should say, our AI-powered ads are now expanding to optimize for the TV screen. So our video reach campaign non-skips, powered by Google AI, now deliver on your reach and awareness goals more efficiently using your existing non-skippable assets. Google AI has been at the core of our ad solutions for years, and we continue to make advances and really help our ability to help brands drive ROI, and it really just keeps getting better. And then the last part that I should have actually thought about mentioning, but I'll sneak in here, is that Shorts. Our AI power campaigns are also now available on Shorts ads, like our Video Reach campaigns and PerformX Max. And we're offering more ways for brands to stay top of mind in these key content moments with YouTube Select Shorts ads. So according to research by Media Science, actually, YouTube Select Shorts ads are viewed 90% longer than ads on other social competitors. And so we're now offering advertisers the ability to reach engage audience through new lineups such as sports, entertainment, fashion, lifestyle, food and recipes, gaming, and automotive. So lots of ways for both brands and agencies and our advertisers to take advantage of the engaged viewers that we have on YouTube.
I want to kind of jump on to what you were talking about with AI. It is the year of AI. It's coming up a lot this year and this season in Upfronts and Newfronts. And so I have to ask, Google AI is powering a lot of YouTube's products. So can you just go a little deeper into how AI is supporting YouTube advertisers and also creators?
So at YouTube, as I mentioned, we've been using AI for quite some time in our ads products. And that's really to help advertisers reach viewers no matter where they're watching. And as consumer behaviors, as we are all seeing, are becoming more fluid across different screens and formats, we know that marketers really want to be able to reach them at the same speed as these consumers' behaviors are shifting. And that's why having AI in the heart of our products really enables that. So they're using, like I said, Google AI powered products to our customers to get in front of the right audiences. And that's helping to improve measurement, or even from the creative perspective, to help flip a creative to reach viewers wherever they're watching, from Shorts or to the living room. And what's one interesting fact that I'd share is that our research is showing that our video reach campaigns, so these are one of our Google AI product video product solutions, outperforms manually optimized campaigns. So you really can have the confidence that your dollars are really working hard for you.
You know, YouTube has increasingly embraced interactive and shoppable ads, which is another thing we occasionally hear about during the Upfronts and Newfronts. I have a feeling that you're doing it in a much bigger way than anyone else. So how is YouTube supporting the shopping journey?
Well, we know that viewers are discovering products that they love every day on YouTube. And we're now working for ways to use retailers' product feeds to create compelling visual content through the entire shopping journey. And our AI-powered campaigns, retailers can create demand, drive consideration, and generate even new demand. So when we think about the shopping journey itself, according to research by Material on YouTube, 75% of shoppers discover products through short form, and 89% of them are using long form for deeper research. So when you think about this, and when you combine that with our AI-powered ad solutions, it's easier than ever to reach shoppers across different formats and screens and drive outcomes brands care about. And beyond ads, we also have our YouTube Shopping Affiliate Program, which can really be powerful. Popular and verified creators, they're the ones who are powering this affiliate program. And so the creators now can tag products in their content, making it easier for audiences to shop while they're watching content on YouTube.
Let's talk more about creators, because they really are their own next-gen studios. They've got writers' rooms, they have production teams. What's driving this evolution?
That's a great question. Creators are really the lifeblood of YouTube. And as Neil Mohan, our CEO, recently wrote in an op-ed, it's time a creator won an Emmy. And I truly believe that too. You know, our mission at YouTube is to give everyone a voice and show them the world. And this has allowed millions of creators to create whatever they've wanted and show it to the world. And it really has created this unique relationship between creators and their audiences, fostering engagement, loyalty, and direct feedback. So unlike traditional content models that we've seen out there, where you can potentially create a pilot and then an entire season, creators are able to hone their creative output as the feedback comes in. And that's why creators are building content that reflects themselves, their interests, their values, which really cultivates a deeper level of connection. For example, when Michelle Khoury takes on a new challenge, viewers know that they are not just watching somebody on the screen, but they're actually interacting with this product that she's made, and they're highly invested. Creators, for example, have writers' rooms, production teams, and business strategies. So they're developing programming that is not just popular and relevant, but it's really breaking boundaries. And creators, because of this, are really defining a new era of entertainment. So they absolutely deserve the same acclaim as other creative professionals.
I agree. And I love how it kind of puts the power back into the hands of the creators. Something else I want to talk about, and it's something, again, it's just another trend coming up in upfronts and new fronts is sports. I want to talk about the NFL Sunday Ticket. So how did the first year go, and what can advertisers look forward to in year two?
Well, you know, TV was our fastest growing screen, and that's why we're investing in content for viewers in the living room, like NFL Sunday Ticket. And more importantly, viewers are coming to YouTube, yes, for the games on Sunday, but more importantly, they're actually coming for the hours and hours of engagement outside of that window, whether it be highlights, behind the scenes tours, or creator analysis. And really, YouTube is the only platform that allows fans to go really deep. So, you know, for Sunday Ticket, it has allowed us in particular to give top creators opportunities to innovate with exclusive NFL content and events access. And so because we are able to really create so much content around the big game, we're really excited to see how we continue to bring more of this content and this amazing creator opportunity in year two and beyond.
We're in that big game season right now for advertising and content, the upfront season. So can you just share more about YouTube's upfront presentation and the key takeaways for the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I mentioned or teased out a bit from kind of just how we're seeing creators shape content on YouTube, a new era of entertainment is what's really going to be on display at YouTube Brandcast. We have a great show that's featuring creators, that's fueling content we love the most, as well as the latest trends and insights, product announcements, which I shared, customer stories, and of course, performances. As for the key takeaway, I would say that what you'll see from everything that we presented is that there's no other platform that has millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most all in one place. And that's why there's only one YouTube. So everything that, you know, you would have seen on stage is really bringing that sentiment to life.
We have time for one more question. And as we come to an end of the conversation, I'd love for you to share what personally excites you the most about YouTube's future directions and the innovations that you're currently working on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great way to wrap up. Like I said, this is such an exciting time to be part of the YouTube team and part of the YouTube brand. And, you know, my team's role is really to empower advertisers to deliver meaningful results for them on our platform. And I'm really excited about how brands like Walmart, Pepsi, and Samsung, who we actually featured on the Brandcast stage, are really tuning into and turning to YouTube to innovate and tell stories in whole new ways, whether it be short form, long form, or through branded partnerships with creators, such as some of the brands who took advantage of how to really go deep on like our NFL content. And I'm really excited, in addition to that, to see how Google AI is helping our advertisers reach viewers in all the ways they love to watch on YouTube to deliver value for their businesses. In addition, I have to also say, you know, while we've had a great moment at Upfront Reads, tune in next week to Google's Marketing Live to hear even more about Google AI in our ads products. So there'll be some exciting announcements that are going to be featured there. And I'll just end on, you know, it's such an incredible time to be at YouTube and would love to come back and share, you know, many of the new exciting things we'll have coming down the pipe.
We'd love to have you. It's a lot of exciting stuff. And thank you so much for all of that. We'll definitely be keeping our eyes open for all the news. So that's going to do it for another episode of Upfront Conversations. Anne-Marie, again, thank you so much for joining us. And as always, thank you to our listeners and subscribers as we navigate the crossroads of content and commerce. We'll see you again next time.